Our first scripture reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke. It's on page 1096, and we read Luke 2, beginning at verse 25. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed." Our second reading is from the Gospel of John. It's found on page 1160, and we read John 19, beginning at verse 23. When the soldiers had crucified Jesus, they took his garments and divided them into four parts, one part for each soldier, also his tunic. But the tunic was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. So they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but cast lots for it to see whose it shall be." This was to fulfill the scripture, which says, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." So the soldiers did these things. But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her to his own home. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you, from God our Heavenly Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. My text is based on your Gospel lesson for today from the Gospel of John. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." This is our text. A number of years ago, I was counseling with a gentleman who was having pretty severe marital difficulties. And there was some things that he needed to do in his life to preserve his marriage. And as I was visiting with him, he expressed a great deal of reluctance to do what he needed to do. And I asked him, "Well, if Jesus was in your situation, and you kind of know the question, what would Jesus do?" And he gave a proper response to the question, which is exactly what I was hoping for. But then he got this real angry look in his eyes, and he took out his hands, and he said to me, "But I'm not Jesus." I presume that he was referring to the fact that Jesus was God, and that God can do some things that we poor mortal human beings are incapable of doing. Therefore, it is important that we frequently remind ourselves that while Scripture clearly teaches that Jesus was fully God, it also teaches us that he was fully man. And in the words of Jesus from the cross, that is our focus for this evening, we see that manhood coming through. Yes, he was God. But he also had a mother, according to the human flesh. And she was special to him. I'm not sure you've ever really pondered this before, but there were people that Jesus really liked. Yes, God so loved the world. But Jesus encountered a lot of dead people during his course of his ministry. He raised several of them from the dead. But it's only in the case of Lazarus, of whom we read that Jesus loved Lazarus and Mary and Martha. It's only at his death that as he goes out to the grave, we come across that very short verse of Scripture, Jesus wept. Though Jesus never sinned, he had feelings, human feelings, like you and me. He had special people in his life, one of which was also his mother Mary. And as he's dying on the cross and realizes he is not going to be there to care for her, not because he's going to remain dead, but because soon thereafter he will be raised from the dead and ascend into eternal glory. But as he's watching his beloved mother weeping at the foot of the cross, next to the disciple who describes himself in the Gospel of John as the disciple whom Jesus, can you fill in the blank? He's the disciple whom Jesus loved. He turns to that one beloved disciple and, somewhat paraphrasing the words of Scripture, says to him, "Could you please take care of Mom?" And then turns to his mother and says, "And you look after him." Our Lord was incredibly and fully human. Again, he never sinned. But he had the same kind of feelings that you and I have. Special feelings for people. And when he goes to the cross, he had a great desire, believe it or not to do what he was about to do. Remember Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane, he's praying to God, his Heavenly Father. The day that Jesus Christ came into this world, he knew that he was going to have to suffer and die for the sins of the whole world. As he and God conferred in heaven, prior to coming to earth, he knew what the plan was. And yet, what do we see in the Garden of Gethsemane? The Son of God praying so intently that his sweat turns to blood. And the Gospels record for us those words in the Garden of Gethsemane. as Jesus was preparing himself to face what lie ahead. And what's his prayer to God, the Heavenly Father? Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. I'm sure you and I would be praying the same thing. He prays that not because he's God. He prays it because he's also fully and completely man. In the book of Hebrews, it's explained why this is important for us to remember. From Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18, therefore he had to be made like his brothers in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service to God to make propitiation for the sins of the people. And then here are the key words. For because he himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. God, I know what I am supposed to do, but I really don't want to do it. Ever said that to yourself? What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would do this, but I'm not Jesus. You are more like him than you realize. Yes, he was fully God. But as Scripture makes clear throughout its recording of the life of Jesus, he also was fully and completely man. He felt the things we feel. He suffered the way we suffer. And he conquered it all. And he suffered even death and rose again. And this is his message to us. What I did, you can do. Not because of your own innate strength, and certainly not because you're oh so good, but because I live in you. In the death and resurrection of Jesus, his life became our life. On the day that we were baptized, we were joined to him. He knows that sometimes life is going to be difficult and hard. But he also makes those wonderful promises to us throughout Scripture. That as we go through difficulties and trials, as we face hard choices and are called upon to do hard things, he promises to be there with us, to give us the tools, the strength, the faith, and the hope to follow in his steps. He hung on the cross. And even though he was God, he wasn't going to be able to take care of his mother anymore. Not in an earthly sense. So he did what he could to provide for her. Not just as a God, but as a man. Day after day, we will face many situations that are just like his. We'll be called upon to do difficult things. And sometimes have to step aside and let others do things for us. But in all those situations, he understands us. And the promises that he makes to us still stand. That he will provide whatever we need to face whatever temptations and troubles we must endure in this life. The greatest of all being death itself. But if we turn to our Lord Jesus Christ for help, not even death itself is too big an obstacle to prevent God from enabling us to conquer any foe. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.